We're going to go behind closed doors, our segment where we talk about sensitive issues that people often find hard to discuss. Today, we're going to talk about the stress on families from military service, specifically prolonged deployments. We love the image of the conquering hero who heads off to serve his or her country, flags waving, his family or her family standing proudly by. We like to think that when that serviceman or woman returns, all is fine, one big happy family. But that picture, as we're starting to learn, can be a lot more complicated than that. Sometimes long and frequent deployments are too much for a relationship. Sometimes things fall apart. Purcell Artis Jr. was deployed in Kosovo when his first marriage ended. He decided to write about this very personal and painful story in a self-published book, Divorce by Deployment. He joins me now in our Washington studio to talk about all of this. Master Sergeant Purcell Artis, U.S. Army retired. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate being here.
What made you join the service to begin with?
Well, believe it or not, I was a radio broadcaster in Norfolk, Virginia at WNSB, if you don't mind me saying, which is a public radio station. I graduated in mass communications, and I was working doing due diligence at $3.35 an hour. Eventually, I went on to do some TV work just behind the scenes, but again, no money in it. And I had a guy come in to do a commercial from the Army, and I was like, wow, this looks pretty exciting. Lots of ribbons on his uniform. He must make a lot of money. We struck up a conversation, and next thing you know, I was at Fort Jackson, South Carolina, in basic training. And that was back in 1986, and just retired back in July of this year.
Were you able to work as a broadcaster in the service?
I've done some stuff in radio. Matter of fact, while I was in Kosovo, I had a radio program for 9 months called The Flavor, and I broadcasted from 10 until midnight, broadcasting in 4 different countries, Kosovo, Albania, Greece, and Macedonia.
You met your first wife when you were in Germany.
That's correct. The first time I was in Germany in 1987, we met. We began dating, and about 2 years later, I went back to Fort Knox, and she came on 6 months later after me on a fiancé visa. We got married in 1990.
So this wasn't a hurry-up wedding.
No,
it wasn't. This wasn't a crisis.
No.
She wasn't pregnant. Forgive me for getting personal. I mean, it wasn't.
No, she wasn't. She was not pregnant. Nope, she was not pregnant.
You were both adults. And
we were both adults, and we were in, quote unquote, love.
You know, your book is titled Divorce by Deployment. Clearly, you think that there was some relationship between the stress of your service and your constant separations and what happened in your marriage. What are the stressors? Is it just the separation, the fact that the woman, generally it's the woman, but it's sometimes the man who is staying at home has to take on both roles, be both mother and father, and
that's
run
good.
The household and so forth after that. But what else?
Well, you know, children get sick. Things break down. Grass needs to be cut. Car needs to be washed. You know, just the normal things that most spouses do that other spouses don't do. So and it always happens, it seems like, you know, everything is running along fine when you're home, but when you're deployed or something like that, then it all goes south.
But you know that going in, right?
Well, you do know that going in, but you hope that your better half can also adjust to that because, you know, this is a relationship. You are signed up, quote unquote, to carry on this relationship for good or for bad, for deployment, for not deployment, and things of that nature. So you really have to be a total team player.
When you were in Germany, you were able to have your family with you, but obviously when you went to Kosovo and Macedonia, Bosnia, those were all, you know, hot conflict areas. Do you think that affected you and when you came home, your behavior?
I don't think so. But if you ask my first wife, she'd probably say something different.
Well, yes, that we've heard of people, some real adjustment problems with some soldiers coming back, particularly from Iraq and Afghanistan during the current conflict. I mean, there's this terrible situation down in, I think it was in Fort Bragg, where just over a period of a couple of months, a number of soldiers from the same kind of unit killed their wives upon returning home.
Right.
And obviously that was not your situation, but I just wondered if there's something about the stress of conflict that perhaps people don't fully realize.
Well, what I put out in the book and what I like to pass along to everybody, the soldier that is deployed, they definitely have a job to do. Now, if I could just please bear with me, the spouse at home, you have to keep this in mind that they're under a lot of pressure. So the small things that could wait until you get home, I would advise that you do just that. Because if you are constantly, you know, making snide comments or making trouble or some troubles are at home that you can basically take care of yourself and you communicate that onto your loved one, that soldier is not in the game. His mind is on somewhere else. He might be out doing a patrol in Iraq or Afghanistan, Kosovo, Bosnia, but his mind is 1,000 miles away. So you have to keep his mind in the game.
What do you mean by keep your mind in the game? You're saying when you're overseas, essentially, you're not married anymore. You're just doing a different. I don't mean in terms of violating your vows. Are you saying that you really isn't? It isn't reasonable to expect that you're maintaining a relationship while you're overseas, and that when you come back, there's a lot of repair work to be done. Or?
Well, what I mean by keeping your mind in the game is they have a big job ahead of them. You know, you drove to work today. I came here today. We didn't have to worry about IEDs or anything like that. But, you know, when you're in Kosovo, when you're in Afghanistan, when you're in Iraq, you have to be really focused on driving, getting to the mission from point A to point B. You can't be wondering. Your mind can't be, you know, off in another place or something like that. So you have to really stay in focus. And that's what I mean by keeping your mind in the game. Not only are you taking care of yourself, but if you are a senior enlisted person, you're taking care of others as well.
Well, I don't know, but I think people grasp that this is just not a normal business trip.
You can just
sort of email and, you know, how are things and,
right, and
fix that. But again, I have to ask you, what is it? Is you think there's something about the way that military service is now being experienced that is adding more stress to relationships than in times gone by? Or do you just think that people have less tolerance for it?
Well, I think deployments, one, are longer. When I came in, deployments was only 6 months. For me, in Kosovo, it was 6 months, but I stayed another 6 months, volunteered to stay another 6 months. Now you have people in Iraq and Afghanistan, they're staying anywhere between 12 to 18 months. That's very tough on a relationship, and it's tough on a family. And I'm not excusing those soldiers from what they did at Fort Bragg. That is very, you know, it's uncalled for. And I understand a little bit of, but of course you have to realize that when you come home, you know, you're upset. And these soldiers really need, they have a family, a network that takes care of those problems. But unfortunately, I don't know what triggered those guys in their mind to do that with their wives.
If you're just joining us, I'm speaking with Purcell Artis Jr., retired Master Sergeant, about his book, Divorced by Deployment. You are very candid about some of the problems that surfaced in your marriage while you were overseas, including that your former wife got involved with another man. Got pregnant by another man. That must have been devastating.
It was. That led me to start writing. I was writing little small things for my son, just a little teeny stories about things I was doing in Kosovo. I don't want to paint a picture that our marriage was all happy and everything. We did have problems. And I came from a family that really worked the problems. My mother did not want me to grow up in a broken home. She just stayed with my father, although he was very abusive. This was back in the 70s. She put up with it for 35 years. Now, I'm not saying that I was abusive to my wife, but we did have some problems. But the underlining story is when I was deployed, I got the Dear John letter, the Dear John phone call saying, oh, by the way, I'm leaving, and I got a boyfriend, and I'm pregnant. Mm.
But again, do you feel like that's the stress of constant separation? Or perhaps, forgive me, the two of you are just ill-suited to each other and perhaps a little immature?
Maybe a little of both, but I think it's more that the stress of me being away for, you know, quite a bit of time, I must honestly say.
So do you think that there's adequate support right now for the men and women serving and their families? What do you think would make it better?
Wow, that's a good question, because I think a lot of people are having to answer that question every day. There is support. You do have family groups that are around the military. Everybody's deployed, so the families get together and they have a group. Now, for us soldiers that are overseas and deployed, you know, we have the chaplain's assistant. We have other soldiers we can talk to.
But is there a stigma to accessing that support? Is it considered okay to access that support?
No, it's quite common, actually. It's quite common because everybody goes through problems, be it financial, be it marital, be it anything else. Everybody goes through those problems. And that's one thing the Army is fairly good at, is addressing those problems.
But you think that the length of the deployments and the frequency of them is just really more than most people can take?
That's the problem right there. Multiple deployments. I haven't been to Iraq, but I've been to Afghanistan. So can you imagine a family member going to Iraq on a third tour? I mean, that is just, you know, it's very tough on a family.
If you had to do it over again, is there anything you would do differently?
I don't know if I could do anything different. I enjoyed all of my tours. Everything was great other than, you know, getting a divorce. But the best thing for me is I got custody of my son. That was the most important thing in my whole going through this whole traumatic experience, was just to get custody of my son. So I guess everything worked out for me fine.
And you have remarried.
I have remarried, and my son is living with us right now.
But I also noted in the book that 5 weeks after you remarried, you were deployed again.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I was in Bosnia.
Where'd you go? You went to Bosnia.
I went to Bosnia.
For how long?
About 8 months. And then after I came.
I'm sorry. I can't imagine being a newlywed 5 weeks, and she's raising
another child
right. who's not hers, right. and a teenage boy. And then you're gone for 8 months. Right. I just...
Well, it was, again, that's the level of commitment, and that's a different type of person. You see what I'm saying? My second wife, she used to be in the military, but not full-time, just a reservist. So she understood that, and she understands it now. But one thing that you brought up that I thought was very interesting, that I did go to Bosnia after I came back home. I was home for about 3 months, and I went to Korea, and that was a year-long tour. So you have to ask your spouse, can you put up with this? Can you sign up for this type of relationship? Because I will be gone for 4 months here. When I get back, I may be going to Korea again without you. And this is a 12-month deal. So, you know, do you think we can work this? And we did. You know, we had an open line of communications, and it was much better the second time around.
I do wonder, though, about the future of our forces if this continued rate of deployments, the length of these deployments continues, just because people are serving who, this isn't just a bunch of young kids anymore.
Right.
This is people with families, people who, I mean, this isn't just a bunch of 18 and 19 year olds serving it for 2 years and then out. These are people who are trying to make the military their career.
Right.
And I just wonder how common your experience is, number one, and if that's the case, how does this situation sustain itself?
I don't think it will. Like you said earlier in your opening remarks, you know, behind closed doors, it's one of the things that the military is not talking about. It's divorce, separation, how it's affecting family members, how it's affecting children. We've talked about, I'm pretty sure you've talked about the help that the veterans are getting as far as the medical care. Now, once a soldier gets injured, they're treated properly, but once they go home, you know, they're having problems. So here's yet another thing that the military has to face. It's divorce, separation, stress on the family. Stress on the military member as well. It's very tough.
What do you hope people will take away from your book?
That
particularly because you're so. I mean, obviously, this is just your side of it, and there's two sides to every story, especially in a marriage. But you are sharing a lot of painful and sort of personal details about a situation that a lot of people would find they wouldn't want their best friends to know, let alone the world. So what is it that you're hoping people will get from this?
Well, that one, again, I hope that family members realize that if you do have a problem in a relationship, I think it's best to better serve that relationship and address those problems when you're at home. Two, I hope that a person that reads this book gets an idea of how we feel as military members being deployed. You have a lot of time to think on your own when you're by yourself, when you're deployed. You have a lot of time on your hands. And again, you can't work the relationship on the telephone or by email. You have to work it face-to-face. You have to work it with a marriage counselor. You have to work it with a pastor or a chaplain. So those things I hope that someone can take away from reading the book is that the military member is deployed. He's doing a job. He got to have his mind in the game. And also just realize that there's a lot of stresses and factors going on when you're deployed.
Might be good to hear from your former wife. You should have given her maybe a chapter so we could get her side of it. What do you think?
I'd be more than happy to give you her phone number. I think, you know, I think I told the story fairly. And I didn't slam her in the book. I really didn't.
Purcell Artis Jr.'s memoir about surviving divorce in the Army is called Divorce by Deployment. He joined us here in our Washington studios. Master Sergeant Purcell Artis, U.S. Army retired. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much for inviting me.